It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
A bit of history made on Monday when the former guy released a statement complaining that FBI agents raided his Mar-a-Lago estate and club in Palm Beach, Florida, and, quote, even broke into my safe. To be clear, they broke into nothing. This was a search, a legal search, executed under a judge-issued search warrant, which appeared to be part of a federal investigation into materials that Donald Trump improperly brought with him from the White House, including classified documents. Trump said the raid was unnecessary because he was cooperating with federal agencies and claimed it was meant to discourage him from running for president in 2024. Here's a quote. Such an assault could only take place in broken third world countries. Actually, no surprise, Donald, you're wrong yet again. In a third world country, the coup would have been completed. Trump allies issued calls to defund the FBI. How's that for irony? The search came as the Justice Department intensifies its parallel investigation into Trump's efforts to stay in office despite losing the 2020 election to Joe Biden. As is his practice, Trump lied. He was not cooperating with federal agencies. If he was, he would have already turned over the classified documents he took from the White House, documents protected by the Presidential Records Act, documents to which he had no legitimate claim. The former president wasn't even there. He was in New York at Trump Tower when the search warrant was executed. By the way, this all began in February. That's when the National Archives said that at least 15 boxes of White House records were recovered from the resort, including some that were classified. And separately, photos have apparently revealed Trump's penchant for flushing key White House documents down the toilet. So throughout 2021, the National Archives and Records Administration, NARA, quote, had ongoing communications with the representatives of the former president about boxes of White House records that he brought to his home in West Palm Beach. NARA recovered 15 boxes in January, including items the agency identified as, quote, marked as classified national security information. It was the discovery of those classified materials that triggered the staff of NARA to report their findings to the Department of Justice. And that brings us to where we are now. The New York Times reports that federal prosecutors subsequently began a grand jury investigation and then issued a subpoena earlier this year to the archives to obtain those boxes of classified documents. Then the authorities also made interview requests to people who worked in the White House in the final days of the former presidency. Response from MAGA World was quick, swift, and intense. You know, the usual suspects making all the noise. But notable for their silence was Senate Republican leadership. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, Whip John Thune, Republican Conference Chairman John Barrasso, Republican Policy Committee Chairman Roy Blunt, Vice Chairman of the Senate Republicans Conference Joni Ernst were all uncharacteristically silent and all refrained from tweeting about the raid as of early Tuesday morning. That got them called out by some personalities on the Fox Not News channel. The one person in leadership who did speak out was somebody we know down here in Florida. Republican Senatorial Committee Chairman Rick Scott tweeted, "The FBI's raid of Mar-a-Lago is incredibly concerning, especially given the Biden administration's history of going after parents and other political opponents. This is third world country stuff. We need answers now. The FBI must explain what they were doing today and why." I'll just leave that there. Of course, House Minority Leader and Speaker wannabe Kevin McCarthy vowed investigations of the department and of Attorney General Merrick Garland if Republicans take back the House in the midterms. He called the FBI raid, quote, an intolerable state of weaponized politicization. On a semi-related note, it was 48 years ago today that then-President Richard Nixon left office after resigning the day before. Just saying. And on a definitely related note, if it's Tuesday, it's primary day in Connecticut, Minnesota, Vermont, and Wisconsin. A few big races to look out for. The Trump-backed Republican candidate for Attorney General in Michigan, Matthew DiPerno, is under criminal investigation for possibly tampering with voting machines last year. according to CNN. DiPerno was there when unauthorized tests were run on machines seized for Michigan counties. The state's current attorney general has called for a special prosecutor to be appointed. In Wisconsin, there's a fight over who will face the vulnerable Democratic Wisconsin governor. And on the Democratic side, a Senate fight in Wisconsin. The likely Democratic candidate, Mandela Barnes, would be the state's first Black senator and one of the youngest ever elected to the Senate. Regardless, if you're in Connecticut, Minnesota, Vermont, or Wisconsin, vote like your life depends on it. It does. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.